joining us for the hour. It's been a while, man.
It has.
I was going to bring that up to you guys.
It's too long.
You know, this should be like a regular, like, hump day with Colonel or something, or you know.
What's the Colonel thinking?
I would like to be part of this. You need me on that wall.
Yes.
You want me on that wall.
Yeah. Matter of fact,
it's a short wall.
It's well, amazing that
are you scaling the wall?
You know, I've been because I'm like unemployed now and I'm a bum. I go to the gym every day. I walk. I do like light, but I've had to do all this stuff around my house because we're getting our house painted. We're going to Hawaii, and my wife's got a stress fracture in her hip. We're getting bathrooms done, and I've been doing all. And I said to my wife, I was like, 2 years ago, I would have been dead. Like, I would have just collapsed on something because she really can't help. She'd usually be doing most of the work. I'm in, like, I feel good.
Yeah.
Like, I'm ready to, I don't know. I walked 18 holes yesterday to Ronnemink.
Yeah. Look at you. It sounds like you got a hell of a severance, Colonel.
No.
You're going to Hawaii, you're painting a house.
No, this is our 35th wedding anniversary. We went for our 25th and our 30th. So this was planned a year ago. This was planned long before
the buyout. Huh?
Long before any of this.
By the way, look at your proper introduction. Former Daily News columnist for how many years?
38 years.
A good run.
You know, it's funny.
Mike Kern joins us on the program.
This is hilarious. I'll have people come up to me. Mike, I love your stuff. I'll say, well, or it'll say the TV, it'll say something about something. I'll say, well, you realize I haven't been doing that since December. Mm-hmm. So you really haven't read the paper in the last 7 months. And then they look at you kind of funny. Really?
Like, 7 months? I haven't read the paper in 6 years.
Oh, jeez. I mean, well, it's good. It's good that they, I mean, that's how I read it now. It's funny.
You're online now, too?
Yeah. I never thought I would be like this, but yeah. First thing I do in the morning is, and I'm, you know, the least, I'm not intellectual when it comes to a lot of stuff you guys are, but first thing I do is go to the phone and check out ESPN and Philly Online, and I don't know.
Maybe you're reading away.
Yeah.
Look at you.
I got to keep up. I got.
Well, yeah. You got to stay abreast of what's going on.
I can't be totally illiterate.
Evolve or die.
Well, he said before we keyed the mics that he listens to the show and he learns from the show.
Yeah, yeah.
Which I find.
Well, what the hell have you learned from this show?
Because you're going to learn nothing today.
I learned. No, when the week before the free agency was happening, I wanted to call in because
what's the matter with you?
I loved your enthusiasm, but you're so naive.
You're talking to me.
Yes, because you had this whole thing planned out about. Well, this is what we're going to do. We're going to get Kawhi, and Kawhi's going to convince. Nobody was convincing LeBron. It's the other way around. LeBron's going to do what he wants to do,
right,
and then he can convince whoever he wants.
But that's not the case anymore.
No. You haven't been
reading the papers.
We look at it from a Philadelphia perspective. Mm-hmm. Everything we look at. And then when the Eagles win the Super Bowl, it's like, we can do anything. Well, okay.
Yeah.
You can, but you can't. The Flyers can't beat the Penguins. The Sixers can't get past the second round. Why wouldn't he want to come to Philadelphia? We got two young, great players. Man, I don't think he was looking at it that way. He's like, Magic Johnson, L.A.,
right,
my future. And he's going to try to win titles out there. And you know what? He might, although I'll tell you what, I'm going to become a bookie. Mm-hmm. I'm taking every bet on the Lakers at 7-2 to win the title next year.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
I know.
Yeah, no shot.
7-2, they could be 20-1. And I love LeBron.
Mm-hmm.
No chance. Call me.
Yeah.
Call me.
Well, gambling's legal. Going to be legal now. So we're going to need a bookie.
You're going to hold legal, it?
Who would make that bet? Who would bet the Lakers at 7-2? But you can't bet the other way. You can't bet against the Lakers, I guess, right? Like, you can't. Like, if I think it's
2-7.
I think it's a dumb bet, but you can't. You know, like, sometimes they'll make the Clippers 100-1 to win the. And they might as well make them 1,000,000-1.
Right,
what's the difference? You're not going to pay off.
Yeah.
But, hey, look, the Sixers are still one of the best 6 or 7 teams in the league, 8 teams in the league. They're one of the best 2 or 3 teams
in the East.
And there's another thing, fallacy. Brett Brown did not say that the Sixers were going to get guys this year. I specifically heard him say, he said, it might be very difficult, because he knew it was going to be difficult. They might be pointing to next year, because they still have that room next year. I'm not saying that appeases any fans.
Yeah, but what's available next year? That's what you got to look at,
though. There'll be guys out there. I mean,
Kevin Durant, Kawhi
could be out there.
Yeah.
Butler,
who wants to go to L.A.?
Butler, well, everybody can't go to L.A.
Yeah, I know.
So
they can.
Well, And the other thing is, if your two guys are that good, the Hinkieites will love this, if those two guys are that good and Fultz turns out to be good, or sort of what maybe you thought he could be, they're going to be pretty good. They're 22 and 23, or 23 and 20, whatever they are. You know, LeBron didn't win a title till his 8th year. Jordan didn't win a title till his 8th year. And I mean, I understand people got all excited and we want it to happen now because we see the East as being barren.
Yeah, right.
Well, you know, Boston probably is looking at it the same way and say, I mean, you know.
It takes time in the NBA.
We're just disappointed because, and I even fell into the trap about, I guess when the playoffs were starting around there and Mayweather beat Miami, and I'm like, yeah, why won't LeBron want to come here?
Right.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm thinking, and then the more you read, none of the national people had him coming here.
Yeah.
All the local people had him coming here. And Kawhi's not going to stay here.
Well, if you look at it, though, if you look at it from this standpoint, that the chance, the ability to win an NBA title next year. The Phillies have a better chance of winning the World Series this year than the Sixers have of winning the NBA title next season.
I don't know if I'd go that far.
I would.
Because the teams in the American League,
nobody's beating those three teams in the American League except themselves.
But here's the thing.
Well, I mean, it's basically the same thing.
So Golden State's invincible. They were losing 3-2.
Yeah, they could have been beaten.
And the other team had lost its second best player.
Right.
And they had 20-point leads in those games. So I don't want to hear about them. Yes, are they the best team? Absolutely. But they were beaten.
Is it a fait accompli is basically what you're asking.
Well, it wasn't after going into game six. It wasn't a fait or even game seven,
so did
I guess.
The Boogie Cousins signing bother you? Like it bothered so many people? It didn't bother me that much.
Well, why
it
didn't
affect
them bother me? If the Sixers wanted him that bad, they could have offered him the $5 million.
Every other team could have taken him.
Exactly.
He fits in perfectly with that team because he doesn't have to play till February.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
All they want him for. So if the Sixers sat there and said, man, if we get, and the Sixers really didn't need Boogie Cousins, so to speak, but they said, we can afford to wait till February. The problem is, when the Eagles won the Super Bowl, now everybody thinks everything's possible, which, okay, because the Eagles weren't supposed to win the Super Bowl.
Especially with Foles.
Yeah, but before the start of last year,
and
they
Peters
weren't supposed to win.
And
then
all
they
those
lose
guys,
15
yeah.
starters, and then they lose their quarterback, and they win anyway. Well, you know what? That wasn't supposed to happen, but it did. So now we think everything's possible, which...
It's not.
But it is. And all the teams, if you look at all the teams, they're all getting better. I mean, nobody, and that's why I think people don't want to buy into the Phillies yet, because of the Sixers loot. Like, we all got excited about the Sixers, then they lost to the Celtics. Now they don't sign anybody.
Mm-hmm.
The Phillies, I said so to somebody a month ago, they're not going away. Now, I don't know what that means. I don't know if that means a division, if it means a wild card, if it means... Jason Stark had it. I think he was on Mikey's show last week. I might get this wrong. Of the last 24 teams that were 47-37.
Yeah, 80%.
23 of them made the playoffs.
Oh, okay.
So, okay. I'll take that chance. Yeah, the division stinks.
Yeah, you're in position.
I mean, maybe the Nats make a run. I don't know. But the division doesn't look that good.
I think the Phillies are really, like, from a fan perspective, attendance and everything, and investment are suffering from the fact that the fan base went through a whole lot of emotional and financial investment in that Eagles season and the Sixers season, and it's just sort of like, there's only
the paraphernalia.
So much to go around.
Yeah. So I heard something, too, that, like, streaming's way up. Like, people, like, something I wouldn't understand, but that maybe people aren't going to the games, but that they're watching.
Right.
Maybe not on Comcast, but they're, you know, the millennials are streaming it.
Right.
So,
what, the Facebook only games?
I don't understand.
Don't get him started on that today.
I don't understand What's a Facebook only game?
They stream you. Believe me, you don't want any part of
okay.
it.
Okay.
But I see an article here written by your colleague who you do your podcast with, Kevin Cooney.
Yes.
And the title of the article on Forbes.com is, if the Phillies stay hot, the crowds will return to Citizens Bank Park.
Well, I think the summer's here now. Okay, so crowds are going to go up anyway. The biggest problem the Phillies are going to have, as I see it, is that the Eagles are going to be starting soon.
They're going to get overshadowed.
Well, if they're in first place, they won't get totally overshadowed. I mean, this town, if the Phillies are in the playoffs, this town will they'll be in. I mean, they'll
support
put the,
them.
They'll put the Eagles on hold till Sunday or Thursday or whatever day it is. But the problem is, I just think right now, they're just it's kind of hard for them to say, you got one all-star. What team in first place has one all-star?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You look at the team like the Astros, they have, what, five?
They have had five.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. But it's
could
have
had
more. Look at this Phillies team, they just don't look the part. But you know what?
First-year manager.
Maybe it's just one of those goofy
backers.
Blue snow things. You know, I mean, 93 was a little like that, but 93 was a different team. They were like a veteran team. This is kind of...
You
got Reese Hoskins playing out of position. You got Kingery playing out of position. Crawford's been hurt.
Yep.
The third baseman's been...
Arrieta, frankly, has not even been good the last 6 weeks.
No.
And they're still in first place.
And they're still, and without a bullpen.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, or a closer or a roll.
It defies logic, really.
It does.
Yeah.
And I think that's what people are having. But see, to me, that makes it more fun.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's
unconventional.
It's like the Eagles last year.
Mm-hmm.
They lost this guy. They lost that guy. They lost that guy. Oh, they can't win. Oh, the quarterback went down. Oh, God. And then Foles is like Johnny Unitas in the in the title game.
We want to get the callers involved with you as well. 610-632-0975. But I want to ask you a question.
Sure.
Because as an old school guy, old scribe, you wrote for 38 years, and I just brought up this article. Is baseball broken?
No,
I want to get your. I'm not giving my opinion. You know where I stand.
My opinion of baseball is, I hate using this phrase because somebody, it is what it is. You can't change the game. The game, you go back and watch.
You can change anything.
No, you can't, because at some point, it's like when they were going to change the NBA and say you can't foul guys. Why? I'm going to reward a guy for being a 50% free throw shooter. No.
Are you talking about like the Hack-a-Shack thing?
No, yeah. You want to foul. No. Now, like, people are arguing, should there be a shift? Should there be this? The biggest difference in the game, you go back and watch Bob Gibson versus Carlton, 1973. They got the pitch. They pitched, got the ball back. Pitched, got the ball back. Guys, what? So how are you going to legislate a guy, you know, rubbing his crotch,
stepping out of the box,
stepping out of the box? Because they do it every single pitch. You know,
can legislate it. If you step out of the box, it's a strike. There's things you can do. Can't do if you're baseball is you can't just bury your head and say we can't do anything.
But I don't think they're going to get people back. Like, the people that follow baseball. And if they're older, they're older, and maybe it's a dying sport at some point. I think
they should do something, shouldn't they?
Should hockey do things? If there's things I don't like about hockey?
Absolutely. Every sport should. If the sport is not appealing to the audience it once did, then absolutely
you
should.
So
do
you're
things.
Gonna okay, you're gonna make a rule you can't step out of the box.
If you deem that that's one of the things that's causing a problem with the game, then yeah.
How much faster is that going to make the game? 5 minutes?
Well, incrementally?
Yeah, I don't know.
See, make it incrementally
to me,
faster?
If I'm going, and I agree with you, the games are too long. I agree with everything you're saying.
They played a game 4.5 hours last week.
But to me, if the game is a 4-hour game, let's say, and you make it 3:47, let's just say
Right, is that really an appreciable...
That's not making... Yeah, right. And if you're going to make it a 3-hour game, if you're going to knock like an hour off it, I'm in.
Then that's different.
I agree. 7 innings.
It's like a marginal improvement, is that really enough?
Yeah, and you can't make a game 7 innings.
No.
I agree with that.
You
could have less games.
It's like there's things about... And now I'm into the World Cup because I get in...
I love it,
highest level of soccer, but there's things I don't like about soccer or I don't get. They're not changing.
No.
That's because it's their sport. I think...
Well, they have massive appeal... Over in Europe,
right.
They don't have the.
But they understand
here.
Strategy. You know, I don't understand all the strategy. It's like when I watch hockey. I love hockey. I watch it. I don't understand the strategy like you do.
Right.
You know, I see the scoring plays. I understand why things happen. Or you know, this guy. But I don't quite get in. It's like soccer. I'll see it. Mm-hmm. I'll see a real good player. I'm like, well, okay. And then some guy on the TV is talking about what they did like 50 yards back up the field.
Right,
to
that helped them
out.
Set this thing
set
up.
The nuance. Yeah.
Baseball, you might just talk. Baseball might be like 25 years from now, baseball might be the third or fourth sport. I mean, right. It is.
It's already the third.
It always is the third. You're right.
Yeah, because pro football and pro basketball.
But I just don't see it because the kids, you know, I mean. I just don't see as many kids because it's a slower game. It's
ADD society.
Exactly.
Which you are a part of, by the way.
Yeah,
all just young kids.
Well, look, you're a part of it, too, though.
Harry
came in this morning bitching this morning about seeing all the fouled off.
The foul balls drive me nuts. Like, it's constant.
So what are you going to do if a guy fouls three off?
You can't do anything about it. You can't do anything about it.
So there's certain things you can't do things about, like fouling pitches off. But there are other areas where you can improve it.
I don't mind, to be honest with you, your idea about not stepping out of plate.
Out of the box.
Yeah.
You step in, you're
locked in.
But
if you do that, then you have to have a 20-second
pitch clock.
If you're going to do one, you got to do two.
Exactly. And limit the amount of mound visits.
Yeah.
Well, they already do that.
They've already done
and
that.
I don't know how much that's really
Could you
improved.
Imagine like the ninth inning of game six of the playoffs or something, and some guy gets called for a clock violation.
Or they ran out of mound visits and they can't go out to the pitch.
Or the guy steps out of the batter's box and a World Series game ends because a guy gets strike three because he stepped out of the box by accident and didn't toe the line.
The one thing about baseball is it's always been that timeless game. You don't, like, you know how long an NBA game's going to take. You know how long a hockey game's going to take.
You see the clock.
There's no, you still have to get the last three outs in baseball. Even if you're up 10 runs, you still have to go get the last
three
outs.
You got to get 27 outs.
But maybe it's a game for a different generation. You know, when I was growing up, we played baseball, then we went to football, then we went to basketball. That's what we did. But nowadays, and basketball is becoming so much bigger because of the stars. They like the NFL,
they marketed them great.
I mean, who are stars in baseball? Really?
Yeah.
The three best players in the game, Mike Trout, Machado, and Harper, play for three teams that don't win anything.
Yeah.
Trout can't even make the playoffs. And that'll be our disappointment 3 years from now.
Yeah, one of the things in sports is you want to see your most marketable names and have success. It's a problem.
It's become a regional sport.
Yeah, you're right.
Except for the Yankees, except for the Red Sox. But that's going to be our next thing now. Like, I was listening to you guys coming in, Machado. Mm-hmm. Now, we're going to get Manny. the Yankees are in? I'm sorry.
Yeah, all of a sudden you're out.
You can't get that guy. And we got to face it. Philadelphia might not be the destination we think it is. And that's okay. Some guy will come.
That's not okay.
Well, what are you going to do about it? You're not New York, and you're not LA.
But you got to overpay.
But it's not okay.
But you can overpay in some time. I mean, you're going to outspend the Yankees? I don't think so. If they want a guy, it's like Jay Wright. If Jay Wright wants this guy.
You got to get creative.
If Jay Wright wants this guy, St. Joe Temple ain't getting him. Mm-hmm. That's
the fact of the matter.
Fact of the matter.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, absolutely.
But, would you guys take Machado for... knowing you might only get him for 2 or 3 months, but knowing it could make a difference this year?
Well, can you win the World Series if you get him? And here's the thing. Well, you can sign him in the offseason.
Once you make the playoffs, anything can happen.
I agree. And in baseball, it's one of those sports where if you're a number, it doesn't matter what seed you are.
See, this is what I think of prospects. Prospects are guys that haven't done anything. Dominique Brown was a prospect that we couldn't trade. Drayback was a prospect.
Kyle Drayback,
look, he might have been great.
Prospects in baseball are like hockey. We didn't trade,
we didn't trade for Halliday 1 year because we didn't want to give up J.A. Hat.
Well, it's like Eflin now is that guy. You didn't want to give up Eflin. How did he look yesterday?
Would you give up Crawford? I'd give up Crawford in a second.
Yes. Well, Harpy. Yes. Yeah, but he's got no value now.
So if the Orioles came to you and said, we'll take, McHale... We'll take Franco, Crawford,
Eflin,
and something like that. I mean, I would even give up Kingerly, to be honest with you, because I'm not sure how good he's going to be. Mm-hmm. I like him. But if you got Machado here, maybe, just maybe.
Yeah, but the team that's in baseball, Michael, a team in baseball going to try and make their team better doesn't take players off the current roster. You give up prospects for those guys.
But what I just said.
And prospects, like I said, are a dime a dozen. I agree with you.
So what I'm just saying, if I can get one of the three or four best players in baseball, even if it's for 3 months, without giving up Nola, without giving up some guy I don't want to give up. What if it gets you to the playoffs? Maybe it's that they may, and maybe you get to the playoffs and Machado wins you a game or two. I don't know.
Yeah. No, you make a point. I would do it if I'm giving up prospects.
But see, here's
because I don't know what
prospects don't mean squat because they haven't turned it
into
anything.
I don't know
yet.
What next year is going to be. Like, I don't know what the team's going to be like next year or the Nat. To me, Crawford's still a prospect.
Yeah. That's because he hasn't succeeded at the big league.
Franco's not going to be here anyway.
Yeah.
Probably
not.
So if you have to give up Eflin to get Machado?
Yes.
Then you take him down, get some cheesesteaks and water ice, and you convince him that, Philly's a great place.
You have a nice Saturday, right? On a Saturday?
I'll take him golfing.
Yeah,
we'll go out golfing.
Go.
We'll play from the midget tees.
Yeah, you'll go.
Midget tees. Well, you're so politically correct. 610-632-0970. Let's take a call real quick. I want to roll the top five Tuesday list by you about the biggest stories.
Where's Pat Egan at?
He's in there. You can't see him.
Yet.
You can't see him, though.
I was looking forward to see Pat.
He's not too short.
Yeah, he's in there. Yeah. I and Colonel resemble that remark. Let's go to Kevin in North Philly on the Fanatic. What's up, Kev?
What's going on, gentlemen?
How you doing, man?
I'm just going to give you my top 10, and then I was going to go to a basketball point, but I was hearing you talking about baseball and why is it dying. I had a point to make on that, if you don't mind me making it. But let me give you my top 10. My top 10 is... One of the biggest missteps, I think, for basketball, NBA, for Sixers this year is giving away our hometown kid for a kid that belongs for another kid that belongs in the G League, because I've been watching the summer games. The Washington should be in the G League instead of playing in the NBA next year. And we got is a 21 pick and not what? For 21? But that's not my point. That's not top 10. But the point I wanted to make, but the gentleman is talking about the baseball, and I've been listening to a couple of y'all guys a couple of days talking about why is it going down. And no disrespect to our Spanish people in the country and around the world, but I think we need more African Americans. We only have 8% African Americans in baseball.
Yep.
I mean, we need more athletes, And I think I'm looking at what the soccer is doing, and American soccer, they're starting to import black athletes into their game. We need more athletes in some of these games. That's why America is losing it, was losing on the soccer. But you see that when they played France, which playing against Belgium, they tied France 1-1. And the guys that tied it was the two African-American young guys that they got on put on the team for their youth team.
Well, it's not just African-American players. It's just the elite athletes in this country are choosing other sports.
Right.
But even back in the day when we had the baseball, right, when it was old school baseball, we had African-American young guys in it, but they went through the farm system. But if you start putting a farm system together in these inner cities again, I think baseball can be revitalized because a lot of young kids can identify some of the athletes that's playing in baseball.
Yeah, that's a good point. I they've been talking about that for many years, though, too.
If you sign them,
there's no glory to it.
Who wants to spend 5 years in the minors? People don't. To play baseball, you need a bat, you need gloves, you need a ball, you need a field.
You need eight other guys to play with.
Me and you can go over and get a basketball and play basketball.
Yeah. Playing a pickup game of baseball is not something you can do.
We used to do it.
But catch, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, but it's not.
Who wants to shag fly balls in the middle of summer, you know?
Yeah, and the kids here.
You know, it's not fun.
The kids' heroes are LeBron James. You make
a good point, though, too. Who wants to sit around and wait 5 years to get to the big leagues?
If it takes
players
want
instant gratification. Yeah, the younger generation wants gratification now.
No question.
One of the things that's real, this whole thing with Mikal Bridges, and I don't know how good Mikal's going to be or what he's going to be or how good Smith's going to be. Will we please get over it? He's from Villanova. You can't do that to...
Yeah, I don't care about the local aspect.
I don't care. But Mikal probably would have helped them more this year.
Right.
Maybe in the long run, the other kids got more upside. I don't know. But they did it to get the pick,
yeah.
So they could maybe get Kawhi.
Right.
So people got to understand that. It wasn't about trading Mikal Bridges. It was for ulterior motives and...
I want you to give me your grade for the Sixers offseason coming up, okay? Think about it.
You gave him an F.
No. I did not give him an F.
No, essentially
D minus
you did.
That's an F. That's not an F.
That's an F. I was listening.
An F means you do not go to the next grade. A D minus, I got by.
Really? All right, so if Evan degrees, brings Harry. Home a D minus, you're good.
Yeah, he got by.
No.
That's an F.
No. He's going to the next grade.
Oh,
he got an F. Great. He's staying in fifth grade another year, Harry. Jeez. And I got to go to another elementary school graduation.
Oh, that says a lot about Malvern, by the way.
Yeah, it really does.
610-632-0975. What's Malvern got to do with it? Stop it.
That's where LeBron's kids are going.
That's where you pass for D's.
Yeah. Kawhi was just visiting Malvern the other day, by the way. 610-632-0975 for the hour. The Colonel is sitting in with us on the Mays Martinez Midday Show at noon. We've got a little something we call the Nooner, and Pat Egan is steering the ship today, right towards an iceberg. Back after this on the Fanatic.
Philly's able to get the split. I'm Eitan Shanner. This report's brought to you by Lowe's. Shop Lowe's July 4th savings all week and get $10 to $40 on select paint, primer, and stains. Offer valid through 7-Eleven. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Aaron Nola was the difference in a doubleheader against the Mets yesterday as the Phils were able to salvage winning the second game after dropping the first 4-3 in 10 innings. Aaron Nola K'd 10 Mets hitters and had a bases-clearing RBI double as the Phils win 3-1. According to Sixers owner Josh Harris at Summer League last night, LeBron James strongly considered the Sixers before choosing to sign with the LA Lakers this offseason. Sixers did lose again, 0-3 in Summer League action, 87-75, the final to the Wizards. Houston Rockets remain the strong favorite to land Carmelo Anthony. World Cup continues today at 2 with France and Belgium. Mike Missanelli with a major Fan Fest announcement at 3. If you missed any of our shows today, go to 97.5thefanatic.com or the Fanatic app for full show podcasts. I'm Eitan Shander. It's 97.5 The Fanatic.
Mays and Martinez, middays on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Does your business internet provider promise a lot? Let's hear who really delivers. Comcast Business gives you gig speed in more places. Other providers don't. We offer more complete reliability with up to 6 hours of 4G wireless network backup. The others, no way. We let calls from any of your devices appear to come from your business number. Them, not so much. And Comcast Business Smart Office lets you keep an eye on your business from anywhere. Others, nope. Call 1-800-501-6000 to get internet from the provider who delivers. Plus, add voice and TV for $34.90 more per month.
Offer in 7/21/18. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Limited to one voice line and basic TV on one outlet. Requires Comcast Business Internet. An additional monthly charge. Equipment taxes and fees extra and subject to change. Connection per restrictions apply. Minimum term agreement required. FLEFOOO279. TNACL2006. AZROC307346. CACSLV1028256. ORCCB199939. Call for details.
Guys know more is better. So this month, Sport Clips Haircuts is thanking our clients with the Sport Clips Instant Replay. It's double the MVP experience for the price of a single. So after your fresh cut, we double the time on your relaxing massaging shampoo and on our legendary hot steam towel. You can even turn your hot towel into a refreshing chilled towel to get the MVP on ice. The Sport Clips Instant Replay. It's a double header on a single head. Check in online today at sportclips.com/check-in. Hey guys, is it time to get your hair in the game?
Time to claim your spot!
Then it's time to check in online at sportclips.com/check-in for a fresh cut, legendary hot steam towel, and massaging shampoo. So do your hair a favor by checking in online and arrive just in time for your Sport Clips MVP haircut experience while you surround yourself with sports on TV. Get in line online at sportclips.com/check-in.
Time to claim your spot!
We're here from 1-800-GOT-JUNK.
Wow, that was fast.
Who is it?
It's 1-800-GOT-JUNK.
Well, we've definitely 1-800-GOT some junk.
See all that stuff in the yard?
Yes, sir.
We're moving, and that's just part of the stuff we're not taking.
We're happy to help, sir.
There's even more inside.
Would you do something for me, ma'am?
Like what?
Would you wave your arm across the yard?
Wave it how exactly?
Like you were scattering seed in a field.
Like this?
Wow. How did...
That was fun!
You said there was more inside?
But it disappeared.
Just point at the things you wish would disappear, ma'am.
If I wave my arm again, does it all disappear?
Give it a try. When you want junk to disappear, all you have to do is point.
Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK or visit 1-800-GOTJUNK.com.
Is it time for new reading glasses? Go to Readers.com. Readers.com has more than 700 styles to choose from, in powers ranging from 1.0 to 7.0. Readers.com also has readers hard to find in stores, like bifocals, sun readers, and computer readers. Choose from hundreds of fashionable styles and colors for under $20. Go to Readers.com now and type in the coupon code DEAL at checkout, and you'll save up to 40% through this special offer. Order now, and we'll quickly deliver your readers right to your door. Plus, all of our readers are absolutely worry-free because they're backed by our 100% happiness guarantee. So save up to 40%, get convenient, fast delivery, and a 100% happiness guarantee. Go online to Readers.com to find your perfect pair of reading glasses for under $20. But don't miss this special offer to save up to 40%. Go to Readers.com now and enter the coupon code DEAL. Again, that's Readers.com. Coupon code DEAL.
Enjoy 0% on approved credit and no money down every day at Del Toyota. DelToyota.com.
Jack, sell them for less.
More Fanatic Sports Talk in 60 seconds.
The world's best soccer clubs return for the International Champions Cup. You've heard their stories, the triumphant victories that are rejoiced, respected, feared. Now they come together to compete in the greatest tournament on U.S. soil. Don't miss Juventus versus FC Bayern at Lincoln Financial Field, Wednesday, July 25th. Get your tickets at internationalchampionscup.com. On sale now. Champions meet here.
Do you hear that? Do you? That's the sound of over 175 beers being poured at Summerfest Live. On Saturday, July 21st, summer is on tap at Xfinity Live Philadelphia. Outdoor and indoor beer gardens, live music, summertime games, and so much more. Grab your GA or VIP tickets before they're gone. Tickets on sale now at XfinityLive.com/BeerFest. That's XfinityLive.com/BeerFest.
Sports Talk for Northeast Philadelphia. 97.5. The Fanatic.
Outright tonight.
11:31, Mays and Martinez middays. 11 o'clock hour brought to you by Golden Nugget Jewelers, where Philly
gets engaged.
We're seeing this report, Harry. You were, I guess, alerted to it.
Yeah, this is just a nasty, just unbelievable, horrific allegation out there with pictures floating around the Twitter sphere about LaShawn McCoy.
Yeah, there's a, I guess this is an Instagram account from Mia Moore I Adore.
Okay.
Not sure who that is. Shady, at Shady McCoy is tagged in it.
Mm-hmm.
And it says, at Shady McCoy is the devil. You are an animal. We didn't say anything about how you beat your dog Henny into kidney failure. Let's not talk about all the times my best friend had to stop you from viciously beating your son for small things like peeing in the bed. We kept quiet about your drug usage, all the illegal steroids and needles you were using, but we will not keep quiet about this. I can't believe you did this to my best friend. Your karma is going to be so real. The world needs to know what type of animal you really are. This was just yesterday on the left, and now this morning, this is her wow. on the right. Hashtag women beater, hashtag animal abuser, hashtag child abuser, at NFL, at TMZ TV, at Buffalo Bills. The picture on the left is of a woman.
Yeah.
Totally fine.
Right.
And the picture on the right is rather disturbing.
It's hard to look at.
Yeah, very beat up woman. And the allegation is that LaShawn McCoy, I guess, attacked this woman. I'm not sure of who she is, what the relationship is to LaShawn McCoy. But
so where's he going in the fantasy draft?
Put his mic on, Pat.
So where's he going in the fantasy draft? He drops a couple of rounds.
He's out. Well, yeah, he's out.
Somebody will take him.
He's out.
Somebody will say, well, he might be out by the fifth game.
This is real.
I mean, this, yeah.
You know, and there was allegations against the guy, Reuben Foster, not too long ago, that ended up not being true.
That's the problem.
So this is, you can't get crazy here, but if this ends up being true.
There's a picture.
Well, you're right. But
yeah, you don't know. It was, I get you.
You know what I'm saying? But if this it's true, he's done.
Yeah, yeah.
He's absolutely done.
Yeah.
And should be.
Yeah.
Forget about out of the league.
Right, he should be in jail. Yes, I agree.
Yeah, and look, we don't know who this is making these allegations. At least I don't.
Yeah.
And we don't know what the relationship is and the truth to the other charges that are also levied here in this account. Mm-hmm. But it's an apparent friend of Shady McCoy that put the post up, and then the Delisha Corden apparently. Is who the picture is of.
Right.
It's not a friend anymore.
Yeah. It's just, again, we see domestic violence and domestic assault, and it's, what's that, Pat?
Howard and 975 Middays.
975 Middays got the photos. So yeah.
If you want to see it.
But just be aware. It's going to take you aback.
Yeah.
I mean, it's disturbing.
Yeah.
Beyond disturbing.
Yeah. And we're seeing so much of this and way too much of this in pro sports. There's some pictures that apparently this account of Delisha Corden tweeted out with pictures of her with LaShawn McCoy
mm-hmm.
On prior occasions, much happier ones, albeit.
Yeah.
And what you see is probably just the iceberg.
Tip.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, look, Bobby Cox went to the Hall of Fame. And he beat his wife up.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it's not like this is not new.
No. Yeah.
I mean,
unfortunately,
it's just in the world we live in today, because people can put this out like this, rightly or wrongly.
Right.
I mean, if it's
with pictures,
right?
Mind
if this is not true, then that person should be,
yeah,
because I don't know. I mean, I have to assume if they're going to put a picture up that there's. Might be something to it, but until I know for sure, it's just hard to talk about.
Well, the fact that we have to say, couch things so much now with everything that comes out over social media is really a problem. You don't know what's real until it's real,
Until it's really real. Like, we didn't even know about the Brian Colangelo situation until it was verified. We kept having to say the word, well, allegedly there were burner accounts and we assumed he was operating them. We come to find out later that it was his wife, Barbara Bottini, who was operating them, apparently with none of his knowledge. But we'll follow this story and we'll keep everybody up to date as it as developments unfold. But this hitting social media just in the last couple of hours, and we'll see where this goes. If LaShawn McCoy, the Bills, or anybody else puts out any kind of statement, we'll keep everybody updated.
Yeah.
Okay, so I want to get your grade for the Sixers offseason. Because they were swinging for the fences.
Yeah.
Brett said they were star hunting and star developing. They end up with a couple of signings. They lose Ilyasova and Bellinelli, who they picked up during the season.
But we knew those guys were probably going to leave. And there's people that think the people they've got to replace them are better suited to play the Celtics or even though maybe they're not as good shooters, but they're more athletic. They can defend
a perimeter. Yeah.
So I don't know about all that because I don't know enough about those guys.
But they got a lot of length in those two guys.
I mean, can you blame the Sixers for LeBron saying no?
No.
Okay, well, can you blame the Sixers for Paul George re-upping with OKC?
I was mystified when that happened.
If I had
totally
an answer,
blown away.
But he's getting like $150 million or whatever he's getting. And obviously he didn't... But what I'm saying is that the Sixers' fault. And once again, I say this. Brett Brown said, I remember him saying this several times, it may not happen this year.
Mm-hmm.
Because he knew. He's not stupid. He knows our chances of getting LeBron probably aren't, even if they're telling
you.
Yeah,
you're at LeBron's whim.
And LeBron was going to L.A. That's where he wants to be. He went to Miami to be with Pat Riley.
Right.
Win championships. He's going to L.A.
To be with
Magic Johnson, learn how to be an entrepreneur and all this kind of thing. That was going to happen. Now, the Kawhi, you know, maybe they have a shot at Kawhi. But
you have to be careful because you don't know if he's going to re-sign here.
He's not going to re-sign.
Paul George wasn't going to re-sign in Oklahoma City.
Different situation. It's a totally different situation.
Paul George is not going to the finals. That's a different situation.
Kawhi
re-signs here, you're going to finals.
But if Paul George had gone that way, maybe Kawhi can't go there next year. I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know.
There's a trickle-down effect to all of it. You're right.
Yeah, they can only sign so many guys. I mean, maybe Kevin Durant. Next year's the guy that goes to L.A. Maybe
he might go to the Knicks.
Wherever,
Kyrie and Porzingis.
But he came out and said he said something to somebody about he won't mind playing with LeBron. Well, okay, you're going to be a free agent after this year. I think he has a 1-1 or something.
He does, yeah.
Okay, who's to say he doesn't go to L.A.?
Yeah.
If I'm LeBron, who would you rather have? I'd rather have Durant out of all the guys.
Yeah, I would too. Anybody. Yeah, I would probably too. Durant.
So, but I mean, I don't know how much I can fault the Sixers. So, I think people are just disappointed because they were hoping.
It's not about like casting blame when you give your grade. It's about reality. Here's what we hope
like
would
assess
happen.
What they
this
got.
This is the most difficult part of the process is upon them. That's what nobody
the other
got.
Part was, the other part was in relative.
Yeah, drafting at the top of the draft is kind of like a no-brainer.
We got these two guys, and now we got this other
Didn't
guy.
Turn out
we're
that
not
one.
So sure. But now the process is complete. No. You go to 52 wins, that's the easy part. The hard part's getting to 62 wins and winning four playoff series.
Getting to the finals.
And beating the Celtics and beating whatever team comes out of the
winning
West.
Winning 16 playoff games is the hard part.
Mm-hmm. And I'm not saying they can't do that. I'm not saying they can't do that even without getting somebody of that ilk. If Embiid and Simmons continue to get better, and they're two of the best players in the league 3-4 years from now, which they might be, you know, things change really quick, and people are...
Especially in the NBA now.
But people want to say, well, we got these two guys for a decade. No, Simmons might be going to L.A. in 3 years for all I know. He might say, hey...
That's the real scary thing.
You don't know. But the thing is, if I'm reading this correctly, the Sixers have one more window year, because then they got to start... They got to pay Simmons.
Right, they're already paying Embiid, but yeah.
So you got this year, which the only thing that can happen this year, I guess, is Kawhi, but there's other guys out there. There's like a Jimmy... Now, they're not the guys you want it necessarily. They're not the guy to put you over the top, but...
They make you better, but they don't make you great.
They might make you good enough to get to the finals.
Yeah, well, the process isn't about getting to a final.
The process is about winning.
But you got to get to a final to have a chance to win it.
You've only won one playoff series, getting to the finals is a big step.
Yeah. It's a step, though. You're right.
It hasn't happened since
2001. It's a big step.
Yeah.
Like, getting to the Eastern Conference Finals is a step. Getting to the finals is a big
step. So coming up, I want you to give me your grade.
Right, give you. Is he like this all the time?
Yes, he is. But okay.
What's the grade?
Let's hold it.
All right, we'll hold it.
All right,
now give me a grade.
I gotta hold it. I might not be able to remember it that long.
Just write it down.
At your
so
age,
you don't forget it.
At your age, like it gets tougher and tougher to hold it, doesn't it?
Is this crossover going to end soon?
Mays, Martinez, Middays with the Colonel. With us a little while longer to the top of the hour, and the Nooner with Pat Egan. Stay tuned. We're back after this on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Mays and Martinez Middays on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's the only thing this summer you don't want to miss?
Stand by.
The 5th Annual Fanatic Fan Fest is back. Saturday, August 25th at Xfinity Live.
Here's what to expect.
Bikini Beach, 50-foot rock wall, exotic sports cars, exotic women, live bands, beer, a London football trip giveaway. All of our Fanatic hosts, Sixers and Flyers on site. And just added, Super Bowl champion, Brent Celek.
And you are so there.
Brought to you by the Tropicana Atlantic City.
Stay tuned to the Fanatic as we add more to our Fan Fest lineup. This is 97.5 The Fanatic.
Coming soon.
Does your business internet provider promise a lot? Let's hear who really delivers. Comcast Business gives you gig speed in more places. Other providers don't. We offer more complete reliability with up to 6 hours of 4G wireless network backup. The others, no way. We let calls from any of your devices appear to come from your business number. Them, not so much. And Comcast Business Smart Office lets you keep an eye on your business from anywhere. Others, nope. Call 1-800-501-6000 to get internet from the provider who delivers. Plus, add voice and TV for $34.90 more per month.
Offer in 7/21/18. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Limited one voice line and basic TV on one outlet. Requires Comcast Business Internet. An additional monthly charge. Equipment taxes and fees extra and subject to change. Connection per restrictions apply. Minimum term agreement required. FLEF000279. TNACL2006. AZROC307346. CACSLV1028256. ORCCB199939. Call for details.
Is another financial crisis coming? Analysts say yes. And many say it'll be much, much worse. Your IRA or 401k could suffer major losses. How do you protect yourself? Consider cryptocurrencies. Bitcoin has seen over 700% gains in 2017 alone, even with the recent downturn. Now's your best chance to get in. Many financial experts say it's just the beginning and that Bitcoin could hit $100,000 by the end of the year. Once the big institutional money starts pouring in, the real explosion begins. Get in before that happens. Crypto-based IRA is your opportunity. You can now diversify into an IRS-approved cryptocurrency IRA. That's right, it's IRS-approved. As predicted, Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies are going mainstream. Get ready to ride the biggest financial wave in history. You don't need to be an expert. Simply call crypto-based IRA to get started. Call now. 800-902-5200. 800-902-5200. 800-902-5200. We do not provide legal, tax, or investment advice. Cryptocurrency is considerable risk. Read more at cbira.com.
You know what's at the heart of a thriving business community? A thriving community. After all, when our communities succeed, we all succeed. That's why at Wells Fargo, we've been investing in nonprofits since opening our doors in 1852. And it's why we're donating over $1 million a day to nonprofits this year. It's a new day at Wells Fargo, but it's a lot like our first day. Wells Fargo, established 1852, reestablished 2018. Wells Fargo Bank N.A., member FDIC.
On July 24th, the Mann Center, the Philadelphia Eagles, and NFL Films present the world premiere of a championship season, a Philly special concert event. Relive stunning season video highlights on three giant screens as the Philadelphia Orchestra performs the inspiring music of NFL Films live. Pack a picnic, wear your team gear, and celebrate with the Eagles cheerleaders at Swoop. Thanks to the Man's lead sponsor, Independence Blue Cross. Tickets at manscenter.org.
Today, business happens here, here, and virtually anywhere. Because today, innovative companies are reinventing the way business happens. And they need people who can keep up. With the expertise and technology to get packages to over 150 million delivery points. So, who can help you deliver the future of commerce? The United States Postal Service. See why we deliver more e-commerce packages to homes than anyone. At USPS.com/future.
Your comments, your opinions in a city that lives and breathes sports. Your voice matters because you care. Get on the line now at 610-632-0975. Presented by Concordville Nissan, because Concordville cares. Online at ConcordvilleCares.com.
More Fanatic Sports Talk in 60 seconds.
The Fanatics Deal of the Week saves you money with a six-month peak membership to Crunch Fitness in Huntington Valley, East Norriton, or Fairless Hills for only $99. Get it this week only on 975thefanatic.com. The peak membership gives you access to the online nutrition program, circuit training, group fitness classes, Crunch Live video workouts, tanning, and much, much more. At Crunch Fitness, no judgments means room for everyone and endless encouragement to get fit. Get this half-price Crunch Fitness deal now through Sunday at 975thefanatic.com. Keyword, Crunch.
John Dorenbos, a Philly fan favorite, returns to Sugar House Casino after two sellout shows. On August 24th and 25th, this America's Got Talent finalist and former All-Pro athlete will mesmerize with his one-of-a-kind magic tricks. Watch as John Dorenbos weaves a spell that combines comedy, magic, and football for a truly amazing and memorable entertainment experience. For tickets, visit SugarHouseCasino.com. A gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hello?
Get off the phone, Mom.
Your phone is always with you. Download our app and don't miss a minute. 97.5, The Fanatic.
Coming up in 13 minutes, we will have the Nooner. It's return with Pat Egan.
Yeah, I'm really, really anxious to hear this. Actually,
anxious.
I am. We haven't had one.
We haven't had one since last Tuesday.
He's coming up big today.
Yeah, we haven't had one.
He's going to come up big today?
I think because
he's never come up big.
No. He wants to show you guys.
Yeah.
The last time I was on here, I think it was the whale story, wasn't it? The whale.
Yeah. I think Egan was a part of that show too, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was. That's why I brought it up. Yeah, something to do with some whale was eating something, or
I don't know. Well, we got to get the Colonel's grade.
Yeah, let's get the grade.
I would give them a C.
Sixers off season.
Because, first of all, as Harry said, it might not be complete yet.
Right.
Because I don't know this. But I think they didn't make the splash that everybody wanted them to make. But I think the moves they made from the people I read that should know better than me are okay. That they weren't going to keep Ilyasova or Bellinari anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And the guys they got are going to fill. This team comes down to right now, if they don't do anything, your two big guys got it. Simmons has to develop a shot or some semblance. And Fultz has to play like the number one pick in the draft. If he doesn't and Simmons don't, the process just got pushed back.
Yeah. Well, Alfie from Abington tweets in, says, add 975, Harry Mays 975 at Jason Moore. I swear, I cannot get enough of Kern. Can we get a weekly spot with you guys? He's shot out of a cannon every appearance. Hashtag Kern at FanFest.
Kern at FanFest.
Yeah.
You know what? That might not be the worst idea in the world. You can put me in a dunk tank or something.
Do you have tickets? I mean, we got to get him.
No, he gets a bracelet.
I just walk up to the door and say,
I'm the Colonel.
Oh, okay.
You sure my wife should be tweeting something like that. I can't get enough for the Colonel.
She doesn't have the burner accounts. top five stories of 2018. Let me give you these and see if you agree. The top number one story of 2018 so far is the Eagles winning the Super Bowl.
Absolutely.
Not even close, right? Nick Foles being the MVP of the Super Bowl, separate story, but still a top five.
It's like
2018.
Yeah, it's like an attachment.
Jay Wright winning second national championship
Absolutely.
In 3 years.
Even though it's college basketball, but that,
huge story.
Yeah, 2 and 3 years? Yeah.
Yeah. Sixers winning 52 games in a round of the playoffs.
Yeah.
Okay. The Colangelo Twitter scandal.
Sure.
All right. Markelle Fultz, the whole debacle.
See, now.
Stem to stern.
See, in all seriousness, I might put that ahead of Colangelo. I mean, Colangelo was embarrassing. I don't know what kind of impact it had. Like, does LeBron come here if they don't have that? To me, Markelle Fultz being a dud for a year was
a bigger story.
Yeah, I mean, because it affects the team.
Well, here's the thing. The guy that drafted him
was
part of the Twitter scandal.
Well,
and we come to find out later, apparently, some people distancing themselves from the draft pick.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they'll all be distancing themselves until Markelle Fultz is first team All-NBA. Then they'll all be sitting there going, I wanted him all the time.
Should the first place Phillies be in the top five storylines of 2018?
Unfinished yet, but
it's in the mix.
It shouldn't be a top five. It probably should have been a top 10 today.
Yeah.
That's why you get the big bucks.
Because there's so many.
Yeah.
I think the Phillies could turn out to be a really, really huggable story that we're not into yet for all the reasons that,
And who knows if we do even get into it. That's the key, right?
But I'm telling you, I think right now, if I had to put yay or nay, I think they're in the postseason.
All right. Well, that's easy to say whether in first place, but there's still a lot can happen.
I mean,
You got to factor in what moves the teams around them make too.
Yeah, that's,
you know,
yeah,
I mean,
that's
are the
true.
Braves just going to sit there? Or the Nationals?
Does Arrieta pull it together?
Way. I mean, the Braves are sort of in the same situation as the Phillies because they weren't expected to be here. Mm-hmm. The Nats, I think, are more inclined to try to do something because they're probably going to lose Bryce Harper, right?
Yeah.
So that franchise could be down the toilet real quick.
But he hasn't really done much for them this year.
But he does have 50 RBIs and like 15, 17 homers or something.
It seems
like
in Major League Baseball, you don't need to have a good average anymore to
focus
in numbers. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter as much. Here's the thing, too. And you guys know this. Everybody knows this. Baseball has a way of weeding itself out when it's all said and done after 162.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, what was the old line about July 4th, though? The team in July 4th, like that used to be an old, years ago. Teams in there July 4th is going to be there in October.
That could be the case.
Yeah.
Because it's not just a small sample size by
July 4th. How fun would that, for if you're a Philadelphia, and we're talking about all these teams trying, you know, going forward, how much fun would that be to have the Phillies? It's been 7 years, right? 11? That was the last time they were
Yeah.
I think that would be pretty neat. Because nobody gives this team credit for, and I think it stems from the manager. They think the manager's loony. Maybe what he's doing's working.
Loony.
No, but like they do. That. They think every time
they think he's bananas. He is bananas, though, but it's working.
But it's working. And as long as these guys make it work, he can be a loon.
Yeah.
I don't care.
Yep, you're absolutely right. Here's the thing, too. You know, you come from a calendar year in Philadelphia sports where no teams made the playoffs. Eagles were 7-9, did not make it. Yeah. The Sixers won 28 games, which is a big jump from winning 10.
Absolutely.
And they had that month of, what was it, January? That last year before Embiid went out.
Yeah, right.
So they
10-5.
But they weren't a playoff team. The Flyers weren't a playoff team.
Despite winning 10 straight games.
Yeah. Yeah, and they won 10 straight that season. And then the Phillies got off to a decent start that year and ended up finishing about 10 games under 500.
You remember 1980, right, Howard? You're old enough.
Yes.
You don't, right?
Yeah, I do. I was 15.
I try to explain to my son, Isaac, we were in 4 finals.
Mm-hmm.
And now we were
in 1 year. Yeah. Calendar year, yeah.
Four straight.
And only won one.
But we were, I mean, it was like, oh, we're in the finals again. Okay. Oh, we're in that.
You went from the World Series to the Super Bowl. And prior to that, it was the Stanley Cup final and the NBA final.
Right.
Yeah, and I guess the Stanley Cup probably ended first. And that was the year the Flyers had the 33-game unbeaten streak and should have beat the Isles. They really should have. And the Isles would have got disbanded. They were going to break up that team, but then they won
more.
4 straight cups. They lost that game in overtime, like game 2. Pavan scored, and then they got screwed in game 6.
Yeah.
And the Sixers lost to the Magic's rookie team when he went off for 42.
Yeah.
But it was great. It was like we were in everything. We were like,
that Philly was on the map.
That was high times.
Oh,
man.
God.
Yeah.
Hopefully we get back to it.
Now we just root for like all 4 teams to make the playoffs.
Right.
Speaking of high times, we appreciate you coming in today, man.
Well, isn't he going to stay for the nooner?
Is it over?
No, he's going to stay for the nooner, though.
I would stay.
Yeah.
He's got some special circumstances today. Yeah. But we'll be back. Maybe we'll get paid next time.
You and I are looking for that, too.
I will be listening for the nooner on the way home, so I hope it's good.
Man. Enjoy the trip. We appreciate you coming in.
Maybe we'll do the fan fest. You never know.
You're always a breath
of fresh air. August 25th, right?
Yeah.
Get that hashtag trending.
Yeah.
Just remember
fan
this.
Fan fest, just make sure you clear your Saturday.
Just remember this. I will be listening, so educate me.